For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz, BSU men's hockey team. 5-1 win last night. Go for the sweep tonight. Joined by senior goalie Michael Bitzer. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
2,700 saves moves you into second all time. That is a big number. What's 2,700 mean to you?
It means a lot. To be honest, I just found out now, but it means a lot, especially you walk around the halls and you see all the All-American goaltenders that have played here and all the guys that have done big things at this program, and it means a lot.
You set the bar really high with numbers last year. What do numbers in general mean to you?
To be honest, I don't really think too much about numbers. You know, the big thing I'm worried about is wins and, you know, quality starts. That's the thing Teddy Bilal used to go over with me. And, you know, just giving my team a chance to win, that's the biggest thing.
How much easier is your job when you score a goal in the first minute?
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, it's, you know, we get one early and, you know, our team feels like once, you know, we get one early, we like to take that step forward and really, you know, start giving it to teams. So it's huge.
Jay Dickman with his second hat trick of the year. It's been since 2004 since a BSU player had two hat tricks in 1 year. They don't happen very often. What's it about his offensive game that you've seen out of him this year? Because you're trying to stop pucks from him every day in practice.
Well, the big thing about Jay is he's always around the net, and he's got a good stick for his size, and you don't see many guys at 6'6 with his hands or his ability to tip the puck. So like you saw it tonight, he's just able to, you know, reach rebounds other guys can't and deflect pucks, and you know, you do those things and makes it tough on goalies, and you know, you saw it last night.
Can you see anything around him?
Oh no. Impossible in practice.
What does a win just in general mean? You guys have played well the last couple of weeks and haven't had anything to show for it.
Yeah, it's huge. It's a step in the right direction, and for us, it's, you know, we got to learn how to win again. Last year we won all these close games and we always found a way, and this year we've struggled. So you know, the big thing for us is getting back on that train and, you know, learning how to win again. I think we took a big step last night and hopefully take another step forward tonight.
Finals week is done. I understand you and Leo went deer hunting and Leo got his first. What was that like for you?
I was happy for him because he actually missed one a week ago. But there's two stands we sit in about 100 yards apart, and I was going to go and decided not to. And sure enough, I texted Leo. He didn't text me back, and I knew that was a sign that, you know, he is probably out trying to find the thing. So, you know, proud of him, but hopefully I get mine once we get back.
Is it hanging in a tree outside the house now?
We got it up in a garage, so we'll clean it up and we'll have meat for the rest of the year.
I understand you got him into hunting. He had never hunted before?
No. I hunted when I was younger, and then we moved to Minnesota, and I hadn't been out for a while. Then I was hanging out with Jordy and Dylan Eichsted, so we went out goose hunting a few times, and me and Leo are big into the outdoor channel. So we figured we'd get our bows and, you know, try to get a license and see what we could do.
Well, it obviously worked. Hopefully the games work as well tonight. Good luck.
Thank you.